Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Careful, be very, very careful who you choose to spend time with. That is the topic of today's Every Day is Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, man, we are fired up today. We're letting them roll. It's the Every Day is Saturday show, number one motivational podcast on the planet. Great to have you here. My name's Sam Crowley, ex-corporate slave. Now, I have a little brand called Every Day is Saturday. You may or may not have heard about it. Make sure you head over to iTunes, though. Give the show a 5-star rating if you'd be so kind to do so. Would you be so kind to do that? And then leave a nice comment for all to see, because we are exploding and have been all around the world in over 100 countries because of you, the entrepreneur. Hey, I want to share a little story, and it's about being a parent. It's about being an entrepreneur. It's about being smart. It's about being stupid. It's about being clueless. And it's about having a clue. All of that wrapped into one. So here we go. Those of you that follow the show know that I am very keenly in tune to my 13-year-old's habits. She is a National Junior Honor Society student, which her father did not give her any of that, by the way. She's a straight-A student in advanced classes. Again, her father had no impact on that. I was a very big proponent of being extremely funny in class and not really paying much attention, just calling it the way it is, man. All right, I don't want to give this false pretense. But as far as a father goes, very involved in my child's life. Because let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? Why would you ever have kids if you're not going to be involved in your kid's life? Seems like an... I'm not the smartest guy out there, but it seems like a pretty logical question, right? Am I right? Am I right? Why the hell would you have kids if you're not going to be involved in your kids' lives? So my beautiful, intelligent, straight-A, high-honor student, who also happens to have an iPhone, still needs a coach and a mentor in her life. And that's why I tell her. I said, Madeline, look. Here's the rule, okay? If I claim you as a dependent on my tax return and I'm paying for your iPhone, child, let me explain how this rule works, okay? I check that phone. I check the text messages, the search history, all the chats, all the hidden chats, and she doesn't hide, at least that I can tell. You know, Kick, Snapchat, all that bull crap, all right? Delete that, okay? Because that was only created to hide stuff, okay? And all your text messages or search history, any of that gets deleted, you lose your phone, no questions asked. All right, I want all of it. And when I say I want to see your phone, just hand it over. And then we got no problem. So we had this conversation. We continue to have this conversation. And look, I don't want my daughter thinking that I'm like Johnny Sheriff, okay? And I'm out there to always catch her doing something wrong, because I hate that, okay? I would have hated to be parented like that as a kid. And oh, by the way, I ain't Dr. Phil, and I'm not here to give parenting advice. I'm talking about a business training today that I'm teaching my daughter at the age of 13, that you are the product of the four people that you spend the most time with, okay? And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's ringing so true, okay? So I said, Madeline, look, I got to pull you out of the game, all right? The game is being on the cell phone, and I get it. You're a high honor student, and I made the deal. I said, look, you get straight A's, you get National Junior Honor Society, you're a good kid, you stay out of trouble. You also need to babysit. That's why you're getting the phone. But you get an iPhone. Have fun, kid. You know, enjoy it. But you know, as well as I do, they're one click away from chatting with somebody in Australia who probably, you know, could be pretending to be a 13-year-old girl and maybe a 47-year-old guy. You don't know, right? The internet's that stupid and that freaky, okay? So, but I do know, you know, some of the things that I see in her text messaging are from other kids, girls, and they're not really talking so nice. You know, if you can imagine Andrew Dice Clay meets Howard Stern, okay? And that's kind of like some of the talk that's going on, and these are girls, okay? So I'm looking at the chat history, and I said, "Man, time to give the phone up." And it, look, she goes, "Dad, I didn't do anything wrong." I said, "I know you didn't do anything wrong." She goes, "I don't swear. I know you don't. At least anything I can tell, you haven't. I went all the way back. I searched days and days and days of text messaging. Honey, I know you're not the one swearing, but however, you're polluting your brain by reading all this crap and these people. I can't stop you from, well, I can if you're hanging out with a drug addict or somebody that's doing stupid stuff. You ain't seeing and hanging around them for a minute. I don't believe these are bad people. I just, first of all, their parents are 100% freaking clueless, okay? Because they are not doing what I'm doing. They're not looking at their kid's phone because either they're afraid of their own freaking kid or they don't have the balls to be a good parent in today's digital age, or they just simply don't care and they don't give a crap, to which point goes all the way back to my original question, why bother having a kid if you're not going to be involved in their damn life? Look, I grew up without a dad, and I grew up with a mom who wasn't really involved in my life, not by choice. She had 8 kids to take care of. She worked a single mom at a job all day long. I turned out pretty good. Yeah, you know, I had days that I was a little bit nicer than other days, but by and large, when I went out, here's the one thing I never did. I never embarrassed my mom, at least not intentionally embarrassed my mom. We all do stupid stuff as a kid, but she always said, carry the Crowley banner high. And I did. At least I tried. I did my best, you know? But as a dad, you better be damn well sure I'm involved in my kid's life. And I'm saying, Madeline, look, these people that you're allowing in your own personal space to penetrate the and you don't stand guard at the entrance of your mind, you're now playing down at their level. They are not lifting you up. They're not lifting you up. You're bringing them up because you're the nice girl who doesn't swear and gets straight A's in every one of your classes, and you actually do check in with your parents when you're out and let us know where you are and what time you're going to be home, what time you need picked up and all that stuff. But why not go find 3 other girls who are like that, you know? And so the only thing I can hope is that these conversations are actually making, and they are. She's starting to get, I said, Matt, she goes, Dad, I didn't do anything wrong. Why are you taking my phone? Because I took her phone away yesterday morning for the entire day. There was a snow day. It was a perfect day to hang out and just chat nonstop on a cell phone if you're a 13-year-old kid, because all your friends are home from school too, and I took it away. Not to punish her, but to protect her and to help her out and to just say, look, you get your phone back tomorrow. You've done nothing wrong. But I'm the coach, and I'm pulling you out of the game today, bub. All right? The game is this constant nonstop chat with your friends. And look, if cell phones had been around in 1984 when I was a freshman and a sophomore in high school, I'd be on it just like you. I'd be creating stupid YouTube. I know right now, I know myself. I'd be on YouTube 24/7 making videos if I was a sophomore, and it would be the dumbest, most ridiculous videos. But to me and my friends, we would have had a ball. We would have been like instant Academy Award type stuff, okay? Stupid stuff, jackass type stuff, you know? But anyway, I'm not 13 anymore. I'm 46, and it's my responsibility as a parent. And no, it doesn't hurt that this is what I do for a living, consult businesses and do a little bit of what we're talking about right now for a lot of people out there. You got to make sure, man, you don't get any very many second chances, you know? You want to make decisions on who you're going to hang out with. Be very, very careful that if you don't have to really struggle to raise your game to a higher level just to be in the same company as these people, then they're not worthy of your company. That's the bottom line. That's true when you're 13, 23, 33, and 50 years old. You got to be making sure you're hanging around people that cause you to raise your game. And I said, Madeline, these people aren't causing you to raise your game, honey. It's as simple as that. So I'm going to pull you out of the game for a day. As the coach, I'm the coach. Coach Crowley, I'm your dad, okay? You've done nothing wrong, but you need a break. Because if I don't yank this phone away for a day, you're going to be letting all these F words and swear words and all this stuff that you're seeing in this group chat. That's the rage. Everybody's in a group chat. And all I hear is ding, 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 text messages 24/7. I'm pulling you out. Now, unfortunately, the other kid's parents are too damn stupid to even know any of this is going on. And if they do know, not to do anything about it. But I can't be their parents, but I sure as hell can be your parent. And I say that to my clients as well. I am your coach. I'm helping you out. If you want to play big, you got to hang around people with big dreams. If the only reason you're hanging around a group of people is because you're going to lift them up, you can't say, you got to save yourself before you save the world. True or true? Do you agree? You got to be able to save yourself. What the hell are you doing hanging around people? Everybody needs to be saved. There's a time and a place for that, to help those less fortunate than you. But you don't call them your four closest friends and pretend like you're all going to be, you know, in this little clique and you're going to go change the world. You ain't going to change anything. You know what's going to happen? What happens if three kids you're hanging around talk nasty, act nasty, they don't care, they get bad grades, and there's one kid? They're going to drag you down. No matter how hard you try to get back up, they're going to drag you down. I've seen it. I've done it. I've been on both sides of the fence myself, in business, in jobs, in cliques myself.
Well, all right, I don't want to make any waves. I'll go to the bar. You're right, I shouldn't invest in any real estate. It's a little bit too risky. Okay, I'll stay in my job for 40 years and get the gold watch.
I mean, look, it happens at the age of 13. It's going to happen the rest of your life if you conform to people who don't dream as big as you. That's the message I was trying to get through to my daughter. It's funny, I tell people like this every single day in business and on my podcast. It's the same message. So, hey, if you got to pull yourself out of the game for just a day or two to reset and recalibrate, that's perfectly okay, man, because let me tell you, the long-term implications on your dream, your business, generations of your family rely on you to play big, and it starts with the people that you hang around. Are you with me? It's Sam Crowley, the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.